Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Father, help us to concentrate and to focus on what you want to say to us, Lord. Help us to stay alert and be receptive in our heart. Open our spiritual eyes to understand the truth of the Bible, that we will live a victorious life on earth here. Father, we thank you so much for teaching us about confession, about the right inheritance of the believers, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. As I mentioned a while ago, that don't just sit there, close your eyes, and open your mouth wide and accept every teaching or every comment in any book or any preacher. You need to really look into the Bible. I humbly admit that in the past 20-something years, I had some misunderstanding of the Bible and received some wrong teaching in the past. But when God confronted me with more understanding of what the scripture says, I have to say to God that, okay, I yield, and I'm willing to change the way I think. I'm willing to change the way I live and the way I practice my Christian walk. So as a church, we are not perfect. We are growing, we are learning, and as we keep seeking, keep humbling ourselves to learn from God, I believe that God will show us more and more the truth, and He will build precept on precept, teach us little by little, and learn more and more in the Bible, from the Bible. Amen. And the Holy Spirit is our teacher. So I just want to make sure that you know that our church really honors the Bible, and we just want to follow the Bible 100%. We don't want to go by man's opinion, but we want to see the Bible, which is the book of life, which is the life, the word is full of life. The revelation comes from the Holy Spirit that revealed to us how we should live this in this world for Christ. I mentioned in the first session that we have been redeemed from the curse of poverty. And let's look at Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone who hangs on a tree. So Jesus received the curse of mankind on his body that day on the cross. So what is the following thing? After he redeemed us from the curse of the law, the curse of poverty, the curse of sickness, and the curse of second death, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You can see here that the blessing of Abraham belonged to all of us, not only to the Jews, but to the Gentiles, the Christians who profess Christ. And how can we receive the promise of the Holy Spirit? Is through faith. And that's what we are learning tonight, right now. We're learning about believing in our heart, and we're learning to activate our faith. We need to confess with our mouth. And we are learning all this truth so that we know what to confess, so that we know what to say to our situation in life. Amen. So when the devil tries to tell you, oh, you're going to be a poor guy, you will not make it, your business will be broken or something like that, you say, no, I have been redeemed from the curse of poverty. I receive the blessing of Abraham by faith. Let's look at the blessing of Abraham together. Abraham's blessing was threefold. Number one, it was a material and financial blessing. You remember this? You are the heirs of Abraham. You are the offspring of Abraham by faith. And you can receive those blessings that God gave to Abraham. Abraham's blessing is number one, financial blessing or material blessing. Look at Genesis chapter 13, verse 2 and 15. Abraham was very rich in livestock, in silver and in gold. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. Are we descendants of Abraham by faith? So he say, God say, I give you the land. I give you the prosperity. Amen. So we should be better off than people who don't know God. Deuteronomy chapter 28, giving the promise of the law. Here, the blessing of the law. That if we obey, if we heed the voice of our Lord, our God, and do what is right and obey what He teaches. This is the blessing. Deuteronomy 28, 4-5 say, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. This is talking about the material and financial blessings. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Your bank account, your investment, everything, your business, God is going to bless the work of your hand. Amen. How many people experience that God bless the work of your hand? Amen. You know, God shall bless you. Bet you will do better than your friend who don't know God, who don't know Christ in your office. Amen. Number two, not only financial blessing. Number two, it was a physical blessing. It was a physical blessing. But definitely, the condition is you must obey God. You remember the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, He is your Lord, which means you need to obey. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God. You know, lately, the voice of the Lord our God came to me in Pasadena. He said that be careful of what you eat. Be careful of how much you eat. Actually, I didn't study much in the Bible about eating and about food. But the Lord just spoke directly to me that be careful. Don't eat too much. Don't eat too much cholesterol. Don't eat this and that. And if I don't obey, I cannot expect physical blessing. God say you need to rest enough and you need to go and walk and exercise. So you see, God will teach you practical things. You know, it's not always have to be spiritual thing, but God will tell you physical thing. So, for example, lately when I eat this much and I stop. I don't shuffle in my mouth and eat until you know, all the fat and carbohydrate just fill my blood. And I gain weight and all these things, you know, I destroy myself. I have to be careful what I eat. I need to be careful. I don't eat food that contain a lot of cholesterol. Amen. I don't want to eat oil that, you know, boil a lot of things and then all the junk in that oil or something like that. I have to be careful not to eat too much barbecue because all these things can be damaged to our body. So you have to control your own flesh. Be careful what you eat if you want the physical blessing. Not only that, you do things spiritually, like paying tithe, serving God, forgiving your husband, forgiving your wife. All these things will affect your physical life too. The Bible says if you obey, what's going to happen? In Genesis chapter 13, verse 16, and it will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, so that if a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants also could be numbered. So God blessed the womb of His children to be fruitful. Genesis chapter 17 verse 16, and I will bless her and also give her a son by her. Then I will bless her and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be from her. Physical blessing. Exodus chapter 15 verse 26, and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight. You need to do what is right. You need to listen to the voice of the Lord your God. Amen. Give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes. I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Amen. So if you obey God, you receive physical blessing that belong to Abraham. Number three, spiritual blessing. Galatians chapter 3 verse 14, and the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit give us spiritual blessing. Joy, love, peace, gentleness, wisdom, insight, understanding, revelation from the Bible, ministry, anointing, power, you know, all these things come by the Holy Spirit. So God wants to bless us all areas of our life. The blessing of Abraham cover every area of our lives. And you can claim, you can confess, if you know you already obey God. If the Holy Spirit convict you to repent of some sin in your life, do it. And then you can confess, you know, that you will be blessed physically, spiritually, and financially. Look at what John concluded in his letter in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. Everyone say all things. Can you expect? Can you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that you will prosper with in all things? Amen. And I lately begin to experience that more and more in my own life. I really experience physical blessing, financial blessing, and spiritual blessing. God revealed more to me. I really enjoy relationship with God. My relationship with God is getting stronger. I understand the Bible faster. I read the Bible. God show me spiritual blessing. Understand more. Sometimes I walk in the hospital and just laugh. I have joy. You know, 2 days ago, I was walking in Evergreen Hospital and just laugh, keep having the laughter and joy and having a good time. I was not in depression. I was not in sadness. When I go to bed, I can sleep easily. You know, it's all the blessing. Prosper in all things and be in health and just as your soul prosper. Amen. So, be careful of what you listen to people. Again, some Christian may teach you that it's more spiritual to be poor. You know, I'm not saying that poverty is a sign of not being spiritual, because God may allow you to be poor for a while to teach you something, or you have to go through something in order to show to people that you are willing to love God more than money. But again, God will not let you be hungry and lack anything. You remember that at certain point, Paul said that I learned how to be in lack and I learned how to have plenty. So even Paul learned how to sometimes face financial difficulty, but he doesn't stay there. He has enough. He has people support him. God will never let him down. God takes care of him. Amen. So the same thing. We need to confess and believe that God is going to take care of us physically, spiritually, and financially. If people say like this, oh, you will not live a long life, you have a short life, what do you say? Did the Bible say that we can live a long life? Yes. Look at what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 to 3. Honor your father and mother. Yesterday, I called my dad. And he said, son, I need money. How much? A lot. I said, dad, I send to you tomorrow. I did today. I honor my dad. And my patients ask me all the time, how often you go to Thailand? I say about 3 to 4 times a year. And I say I go because of 2 reasons. Number one, I go to visit church. And number two, my dad has been old. I want to show honor and respect him and love him. I want to spend time with him many times a year. So if we know that we honor our father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. You see that all the promise has a condition. It may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Can we live long? Can we live to old age? Can we die of good old age? Yes. Amen. If you honor your parents, amen. If you honor your mother and father, God said this is a promise. You shall live a long life. You, everything will go well with you. Amen. Some people say, oh, you know, brothers, all this blessing belong to the to Abraham, to the Jews. Is it true? Is that they say, oh, it's not for the church. It is all Old Testament thing. You know, Deuteronomy 28, Deuteronomy chapter 15, all this stuff, all Old Testament belong to the Jews. In fact, you need to understand the word the Jews is a nickname of Judah. Those promises is not for only Judah, for the children of Israel. The promise belonged to Israel, and not only Israel, it belonged also to Isaac and also to Abraham. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, or Israel. Jacob, later on, his name was changed to Israel. So actually, the promise actually originally come from Abraham. So, and then the Bible said that we are children of Abraham by faith, the heir of Abraham by faith. So in fact, all this blessing belong to Christians too. Amen. Not just for the Jews. Thank God that God blessed children of Israel, but we also are children by faith to Abraham. Amen. So are you convinced that you are redeemed from the curse of the law and you have been blessed by the blessing of Abraham? Do you believe? Can you confess with your mouth that it's true and you really accept it wholeheartedly that the blessing belongs to you? Amen. Are you willing to obey God? If God convict you something, ask you to repent of something, are you going to repent and treat him as the Lord and Savior, not just Savior? Amen. Now, I'd like to talk a little bit about area of finances here. Who created the heavens and the earth and the gold and the silver? God. Let me read the scripture here. I want to show you something so that you understand that financial blessing belongs to you. Psalm chapter 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. So the Bible says everything on earth belongs to the Lord. Okay. Psalm 50, chapter 50, verse 10 and 12. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on a thousand hills. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all its fullness. So God said what? Everything in the world, the cattle on a thousand hills belong to God. Look at Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Are you convinced now that silver, gold, every good thing on earth belongs to God? You convinced now? Now let me ask you this question. He created all these things for who? He created all these things first at the beginning for his man. Is that right? For his man. And at the beginning, his man named Adams. Now, let me try to go back to the history a little bit. God created all these things, silver, gold, cattle on the thousand hill, all the good fruit, everything for his man named Adam. And then he said like this, Adam, I give you dominion over all these things. Ooh. It means that God gave everything to Adam to take care. So the prosperity, the good things on earth belong to humanity at the beginning. Is that right? Adam and wife, his wife Eve and his offspring. But unfortunately, what happened is that Adam committed treason. Today I studied the word treason because I'm not English. My mother is not English speaking person. So I try to study the word treason and betrayal. What is the difference? I find out from studying the word treason, betrayal means you betray another person. You cheat another person. But treason means you betray an organization. Or you sold secret of America to another country. That is treason. Do I understand correctly, all American people here? So, Adam really betrayed the kingdom of God. Not just betray God. He betrayed the whole principle of God by obeying the devil. So he committed a big sin of betrayal or rebellion. What happened when he did that? He sold his right to Satan. So everything on earth belonged to the God of the world. Who is the God of the world? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 say, Satan. So thousands of years ago, God created everything for his man named Adam and his offspring. But Adam and Eve sold that right to Satan. That is the first man. The first man failed. But the last Adam, who is the last Adam? Jesus. Jesus came and died on the cross to redeem us from that bondage that Satan control you and have dominion over your property and your finances. Before you became a Christian, Satan controlled your material and finances. But after you gave your life to God, he is kicked out of your life. Is that right? Now you have dominion over the things that God created for you now. You change your position now. So in other words, if you look in the world, look at silver, gold, finances, everything, you can say they all belong to me. In the sense, he created for his man and woman. I'm his man. Are you his man? Are you his woman? In Christ Jesus, you are his man and his woman. So all the material things belong to us now. Wow, are you excited? You should be very excited. You should jump up and down and dance, say, oh God, now I find a secret from the Bible that, you know, I will not be elect anymore because all this material and finances belong to me. Get excited about it. Amen. And the Bible also say this way in Romans chapter 5 verse 17, for if by the one man's offense, death reigned through the one, talking about Adam, much more, those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life in the New King, in the Amplified Bible say, reign as kings in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Before that, the devil reigned you, reigned over you, rule over you. Now in Christ Jesus, you are in Christ Jesus, he doesn't reign over you anymore. You become a king on earth here. The king owns everything in his land. Is that right? He can take any land. He has authority. So you need to understand and believe in your heart that you can reign your circumstances. You can rule over your financial situation. You have that authority. You have authority to reign and rule in your life. Not reign and rule over other people. In your own life. Amen? In your own life. So what you need to do is to believe it and confess it. And tell the devil, get your hand out of my money. Get your hand out of my money. Amen? I confess every day when I wake up, when I walk, when I perform my job, I confess every day, my patient will do well, no complication. I will have enough business. I will not be in debt. I will not be in poverty. I will have more than enough because I reign. I have spiritual, financial blessing from God. And it's really true. As I mentioned to you, that in the past few years, there have been 4 or 5 orthopedic spine surgeons came into town. That really hurt my friend. We have altogether 3 or 4 neurosurgeons on the east side. One already left to Virginia Mason because he could not produce enough income. After these 4 orthopedic surgeons came in, the patient load on all of my neurosurgeon friend, because we operate on the same kind of patient, has shifted to all these spine surgeon. So the amount of their income dropped half in the past few years. But you know, the only guy in the office that has not been affected is me. Zero effect on me. Because I reign and rule my financial situation. I continue to pay tithe. I continue to support the gospel. I continue to serve God. And it doesn't affect me. The circumstances around me cannot affect me. I rule and reign by faith. I confess it. I'm going to be okay. God is going to feed me. Amen. Devil, get your hand out of my money. The money belongs to me. I'm going to have more than enough to preach the gospel. And you know, we should exercise this even at the church level. We should not let money limit the preaching of the gospel in this church. Listen carefully, everybody. We should not let money limit. We should not put God in the box and say, oh, we have limitation. In fact, God can bring money anytime if we have faith to do it. Amen. Amen. If we have faith, we need to expand our faith that the church of Jesus Christ will reign. And we need to do something. We're going to have enough money to do it. We confess it and we believe it and we obey God. If God say, go to that nation to preach the gospel, you may need $50,000. We're going to have it. Amen. We need to go by faith. You know, the kingdom of God is not just go by calculation number, but go by faith. I know this is tough for all of you to listen to this. You say, oh God. You know, I come from financial department of University of Washington. They teach me to be careful, to think very carefully about finance. You talk like crazy person. You are nuts. Pastor, you are nut. I'm not nut. I'm going to believe in God. I'm going to believe in the supernatural. I'm going to believe in God can do supernatural for me and for the church. We need to expand our heart to believe in the supernatural provision for the church. Amen. I know that this is something that we need to grow in, the faith of God's provision to do the great commission to be the blessing of the nation. Amen. Today, yesterday I called the church in Thailand and say, you know, as a pastor, I want to tell you one thing. Our church want to support CD ministry there. Tell me how much you need to buy machine, how much you need to hire people and produce CD and spread out to millions of people in Thailand. Tell us, and we're going to believe God for that finance for you. And we're going to join hands together to spread the gospel throughout that nation. You know, I'm not saying that we take side with Thailand. One day if God sent us to Mexico, we do the same thing. Amen. It's not about any nation. It's just because God opened the door for Thailand right now. So we're going to believe that we can reign and rule and we can do it. It belongs. Everyone says silver. And gold belongs to us. God created those for his man and woman. And I am in Christ Jesus. I'm that person. Amen. You need to have that faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at Galatians chapter 3 verse 29. And if you are Christ or you are of Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. Heirs according to the promise. Do you believe in Jesus? Are you heir of the promise of Abraham's seed? Galatians 3:7. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Wow, powerful scripture. So you believe that all the promise of Abraham belong to you? Amen. Hallelujah. Get excited about it. Let me read Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 8, 11 to 13. This is the Lord's blessing upon those who obey his word, have faith in him, and do what he commands. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses, in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will grant you plenty of goods. Oh, I like that word, plenty. In the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations. Are you glad that you don't borrow? But you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. If you heed the commands of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. You believe that this promise belongs to us? Amen. If we obey the command of the Lord. I want to tell you one thing. That as a personal level and as a church level, we want to obey the Lord as much as we can. A few days ago, one sister in our church had a vision. Maybe I ask her to share this Sunday if we have a chance. She had a vision of cloth or uniform. And on the same day, God spoke to me the same thing. God said that I give uniform or mantle, you know, mantle means anointing, or cloaks upon each person in a different way. The mantle of this church is different from the mantle of another church. The cloak on your life is different from me. You need to find your uniform. Some of you may be called in a worship ministry. Some of you may be called into the ministry of helps, ushering team. If you know you are wearing that cloak, don't try to wear my cloak. Don't try to wear my mantle, because you will disobey God. Don't try to be somebody else. So what I try to say is this. Our church will do what God put mantle in here and do what He said to do. I'm not going to copy another pastor. I'm not going to copy another church out there. I'm not trying to be somebody else. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to wear my uniform. The same thing with you. If you know that God put you to have a uniform, maybe I give you an example. If God gives Sarah a uniform and in your heart burning inside you, the zeal say, I'm going to support Pastor Lau. I will help him with the lunch program. That is my calling right now. I'm going to help him to run a very good lunch program. And you keep doing that. Here, obey the voice of the Lord your God. You wearing your coat, you wearing your uniform, you do it, you obey God, God going to bless you financially. So two issues here. If you obey the voice of the Lord your God, you don't try to be somebody else. Two, don't say no if God tells you to do something. You understand what I mean? If God calls you to lead, to do some ministry in the church, and you say no to Him, you rebel against Him. 2 years ago, God told me to produce CD. I did it right away. I never rebel against God. I'm still doing it. Actually, a few weeks ago, I was discouraged. Can I tell you, like I'm like a man like Elijah. You know, Elijah had passion and discouragement. When Jezebel threatened to kill him, what did Elijah do? He ran away. I'm a man with like Elijah with passion and discouragement. Two months ago, I got a report from CD Ministry that no one in this church listened to our CD. No one bought a CD. You know, I went home, I was so discouraged. I throw my lesson that I want to produce in the CD and I throw under my bed. I say, I'm not going to do it again. Why do it? People don't want to listen. And you know, God that night came to me. Ha, 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 ha. Are you going to be controlled by people or are you going to do what I say? Keep doing it. Keep doing it. It doesn't matter what other people do. And then yesterday, I called Bangkok. The pastor in Bangkok said, now we have a lot of international people join our church and more coming, and they love your CD. Thank you for producing this for us in Thailand. And I understand English speaking people. And I know now that, oh, okay, God knows better than me what I need to do. I need to obey Him. And if I obey Him, I will eat the good of the land. I will be the head, not the tail. I will be above, not beneath. God is going to call you to do different things. God put different anointings upon you. God will call, God, like, give you example. I know God called Victor and Lorena to help the Latino group. And they've been faithful. God will bless them. Amen. I know that God called Misusu to run the international group. God will bless you. And God has been blessing you. Because you never give up. You keep obeying God. Amen. Pastor Da worked so hard to do the evangelism ministry. Oh, I see her like a running around all day, trying to set up the evangelism ministry. Very hard work for her. One of the ministry, the hardest ministry in the church. But she never give up, no matter how tired and how difficult she is, because she wants to obey. Obey the command of the Lord, and the blessing will be upon you. Everyone say with me, the riches of the earth are for us. I will be willing and obedient, and I will eat the good of the land. Let me read one more scripture here. I should finish soon. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? Is it true that a lot of parents work so hard, pay the price to send kids to school so that the kids will be better than you? How many people agree with me? You work hard, you sacrifice, you save, you sometimes give up some coke and some sushi because you want to pay for the college bill. You know, you suffer for your children so that they can get good things in their life. The same thing God did the same way. God sent His Son to suffer for us. He already paid the price for us. He wants us to have good things. God never wants us to suffer with poverty and sickness. We may suffer from persecution. We may suffer from rejection. We may suffer from people talk bad about us because we live for righteousness and holiness. But suffering from poverty and sickness are not the will of God. Amen. And Jesus has already paid the price for us. So I don't believe that Christian should live in the curse of poverty and the curse of sickness and the curse of death. We should live in prosperity, in good health. I don't say that you will never get sick. You may, because you're still living in the imperfect world, and you still are not perfect. You still disobey God off and on. So I think the key is this. You receive by faith. The faith part is that I'm going to build my faith in my heart, and I can keep confessing. That's one part you do. Another part you do is that I would watch my life carefully. You remember Jesus say, watch and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation. You watch your life carefully that you will not disqualify yourself for the best of God. We miss the best of God because we don't follow the best plan of God. We rebel and do our own things. So two parts here. Listen one more time. I give you a practical point. You activate your faith by receiving the word, believing in your heart, and keep confessing with your mouth, I'm healthy, I'm strong, I'm prosperous, I'm not the tail, I'm the head, I'm not beneath, I'm going to be above, I will not lack anything in my life, I'm blessed. But on the other side of the story, watch your life carefully to obey everything God says. Don't disqualify yourself from the best of God. Amen. I tell you, if something bad happened to me, I never blame God. The first thing I do, I examine myself. What did I do that I disqualify myself? to receive the best from God. Maybe I don't forgive somebody in the church. Maybe I'm still mad at somebody. Maybe I'm still talking negative. Maybe I cheat God in some area of my life. Maybe God tell me to do something, but I don't do it. I disobey Him. Like you remember Moses. Moses should have gone into the promised land, the best of God. But he didn't. Why? He disqualified himself by knocking on that rock instead of speaking to the rock. That's what happened to a lot of Christians. You disqualify yourself. Amen? So, financially, tell the devil, take your hand away from my money. Second, believe and confess in your heart. Whatever you need in your life, you confess it. Amen? Maybe you need to pay off your debt. You confess. I'm going to believe God for the supernatural provision. I'm going to pay off my debt. Pay off my house soon. Pay off my bills. I will be able to pay for the college fund for my kids. Confess it. I will have enough. I'm not under the curse. I'm blessed by God. The blessing of Abraham. The richest inheritance of God in Christ Jesus belong to me. Am I nuts? Am I a nut to say all these things? Do you believe I'm extreme? It's in the Bible. Amen? Are you going to practice all these things? What do you learn tonight? Activate your faith by believing in your heart and confess with your mouth. Live carefully. Don't disqualify yourself. Obey God everything He says. Amen? Obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. Obey the Word of God. And you will eat the best and the good of the land. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for teaching us about confession, about activating our faith, about, Lord, walking by faith. Father, we pray that your Holy Spirit will bring back all this truth into our heart on a daily and weekly basis. That we will not backslide, we will not go back into the mud of unbelief. We will not walk with doubt, with negativity. But we believe everything you say in the Bible, Father. Father, we know that we are living in the imperfect world. And we all miss the target sometimes. We all disobey you sometimes. That's why we don't get the best from God all the time. Father, we ask your Holy Spirit to reveal what sin we have committed, what things that we have been disobedient to you, so that we will not disqualify ourselves from the best of God. Father, I pray that everyone in this church and those who listen to the CD will grow in their faith, that they will live a healthy life and they will die of good old age. Everyone will die old without cancer, heart attack, or any arthritis and diabetes and diseases, Father. They will die of the good old age one day. Father, I pray that everyone in our church will experience heavenly prosperity. And they will not love money. They will love you more than money, Father. Help us, Lord, to have more than enough to do the great commission. To be able to fulfill the mantle that you put upon each and every one of us. That we will not be so poor that we cannot even fly out to another nation or don't have money to put the gas in the car to go and preach the gospel, Father. But we're going to have more than enough to do the work of God, to do good works, and to spread the gospel to the entire whole world, to the end of the world, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.